Hi, everybody. Bob Claster here, and I'm your host for Funny Stuff, half an hour of comedy, heard every Friday night here on KCRW. And tonight, we're going to get a little silly, I warn you. The show is called Smash Flops, and we'll be listening to records which, for one reason or another, just didn't make it. Either they came around at the wrong time, or there was just something about the record that didn't catch the public's fancy in one way or another. We'll be listening to Jonathan and Darlene Edwards, and we'll be listening to the Portsmouth Sinfonia and Steve Allen, and also a bunch of songs from an album entitled Smash Flops, written by Richard Sherman and Milt Larson. And the album is filled with songs which, you know, for one reason or another, as I say, just, I don't know, they didn't catch on. Maybe you have some ideas as to why these records didn't catch on, whatever, I don't know. Let's start off with a group called, what are they called? A group called The Characters, singing a song. I guess on this case it was the timing that was wrong. I'll let you decide for yourself.
Bon voyage to you, new Titanic. Safe crossing is unthinkable. We know at what you're costing, you're unsinkable. So bon voyage to you, new Titanic. You're the greatest ship on the blue. Bon voyage to you, new Titanic. I'm so lucky to be sailing.
My heart could never wait out by that golden gate, but part of me will stay in Southern Cal. A plastic surgeon just last week remodeled my old beak, and so I tell this story to you, pal. I left my nose in San Diego, where I suppose it waits for me before he took that cable stitch. I looked like Beulah Witch. I had a schnoz from here to there. Now I don't care, I left my nose in San Diego. Although he charged an awful fee, oh, I'll come back to you, San Diego.
Come true.
President number 34. The White House is waiting for you.
I was in swimming when, quick as a wink, I was caught in the undertow and I started to sink. But you, wonderful you, were there to save me. And I'll never forget, my dear, how you gave me mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. That's what pulled me through. Mouth-to-mouth resuscitation brought me close to you. I opened my eyes and there you were up above me. Upside down it is true, but somehow I knew you'd love me. Mouth to mouth resuscitation, that's what did the trick. Mouth to mouth resuscitation, did it make you sick? Well, there were people standing around, looking down at us on the ground. Now it's sweeping the nation, mouth-to-mouth resuscitation.
Treachery was all in vain.
You met with Mr. Hitler and all those Nazi chaps, and though you did appease them, to be sure, you brought us home a treaty and a non-aggression pact that jolly well brings us peace that will endure.
Will endure.
And a good job well done, Neville Chamberlain.
We're confident our future's looking fine.
Well, I guess that one was commissioned and was never used. That was the annual get-together of the KKK and the NAACP, another one of those songs by Richard Sherman and Milt Larson. Started out hearing from that same album, Bon Voyage Titanic, and then Steve Allen's I Left My Nose in San Diego, and again from Smash Flops, Congratulations, Tom Dewey. And Steve Allen's Mouth-to-Mouth Resuscitation. Now, that tune never caught on. I thought that had Standard written all over it. And then two more from the Smash Flops. Good Job, Well Done, Neville Chamberlain, and the annual get-together of the KKK and the NAACP. All sorts of attempts have been failures in the record world, and one of them was the attempt on the part of Jonathan and Darlene Edwards to cash in on the then craze of sing-along records. There were the Mitch Miller records, and he had a popular TV show too with people singing along with things. And this was their attempt at cashing in on the sing-along craze. And it's "Be My Little Baby Bumblebee." I don't know why this didn't make it.
Buzz, buzz around, buzz around. Buzz, buzz around, buzz around.
After the sing-along craze, there was a fad for the 20s, and once again, Jonathan Darlene Edwards gave it another try.
Ooh.
And then when that didn't work, they decided to turn to serious jazz. And at that point, there was a revival of the music of Duke Ellington, so they thought they'd see if that would be any luckier for them.
Mr. Saturday Dance, heard they crowded the floor, couldn't bear it without you, don't get around much anymore. Thought I'd visit the club, got as far as the door, about you, don't get around much anymore. Darling, I guess my mind's more at ease. Just nevertheless, why stir up memories? On days might have gone, but what for? Awfully different without you, don't get around much anymore.
One last try was in store for Jonathan and Darlene Edwards, and they thought they'd see what they could do with the top 40 field. Sometimes these disastrous records aren't really the artist's fault. Somebody advises them incorrectly and suggests that they do a piece of material that's utterly unsuited for them. And in this case, I suspect that this record was not an attempt at humor, and this is one of the last records made by Bing Crosby. I don't know who suggested this was a good idea, but here it goes.
Bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. You were made to go out and get. The minute you let her undo your skin, then you begin to make it better. And anytime you feel a pain, hate you, refrain. Don't carry the world upon your shoulders. For now you know that it's a fool who plays it cool. By making his world a little colder. Hey Jude, don't let me down. You have found her, now go and get her. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better.
So let it out and let it in. And don't you know that it's just you?
Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Pum, 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 pum. Pum, 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 pum. Hey Jude.
To listen to that. Those of you who have stuck with me, I appreciate it. Failures are also not limited just to the pop field. They are also notable in the classical field, and there's a wonderful orchestra from Britain called the Portsmouth Sinfonia. We'll be hearing more from them next month when we do a show devoted to classical music. And I don't know why, you know, they didn't go on to become one of the world's great orchestras, but here's their version of the William Tell Overture.
Thank you.
good to end with something rousing there. That was the Portsmouth Symphonia with the William Tell Overture. As I said, we'll be hearing more from them in next month's Classical Music Show. We heard a bunch of songs from Jonathan and Darlene Edwards from various records. Be My Little Baby Bumblebee, Who, Don't Get Around Much Anymore, and Stayin' Alive. I suppose I ought to mention, for those of you who aren't in on the joke, that Jonathan and Darlene Edwards are actually the wonderful Joe Stafford and Paul Weston. They did an interview on this show a little over a year ago, and they were wonderful. Bing Crosby's Hey Jude and the William Tell Overture. Let's see, the address for anyone with complaints about tonight's program or anything else is Bob Claster with a C, KCRW, Funny Stuff, 1900 Pico Boulevard, Santa Monica, California, 90405. And what else? Next week's program is the election special, in which we will laugh through our tears at the whole election process, which has been taking the country over these last couple months. And what else? Watch the Bill Cosby Show on NBC. It's awfully good. And I guess that's about it. So until next week's show, this is your host, Bob Claster, thanking you for listening and reminding you to always keep that sense of humor well exercised, because you never know when you're going to need it. Good night, everybody.